We're holding here in Simon Tov Nun Hey, Sif Beis. Today is Chav Ches Nisan, April 8th. Very appropriate to keep the Pesach taste in our mouths. We still have some Shmur Matz left over. We'll be continuing with the halachas of baking the matzah. Now, in baking matzah, the little I know, you need some water. The water, which is a topic of our discussion here in Simon Tov Nun Hey, Sif Aleph was already recorded. You can see it on the website. Listen to it on the website. Okay. So, Simon Tofnen Hey, Sif Beis, discusses the halachas of Mayim Shalonu. What does Mayim Shalonu mean? Water, which was lon. Lon means to rest. It was standing water. What that means is as follows. There's a concern that if a person draws water and uses the water right away, that water is hot, and any water that is hot hastens the fermentation process and causes the matzah to become chametzdik, possibly. So we want to make sure the water sits, it cools off, and then when you use it to bake, it's not going to cause any problems of becoming chametzdik. Now let's see in Sif Beis. Yesh oimrim shemayim hamechunasim besistirna mut lalush behem samach l'shiyavasim. There are those opinions that say that water, which is gathered together in a cistern, one is permitted, as opposed to a well, a river, one is permitted to use that water, mut lalush behem samach l'shiyavasim. One can use that water and knead with it right away. However, the Mechaber tells us one should only be lenient in times of necessity. Sif Katan Chof Vav in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says that's number 26 in the English edition. Chof Vav. The cistern. It's a type of well that is built and it's covered from on all sides over there, in the bottom and the top as well. The gamila ma'ilahu mechusa, also on top it's covered. It's like it's gathered into a vessel. So the water into the cistern, it's like it's gathered into a vessel. V'einam martichim machmas chama hamahaleches tachas akarka. The issue is as follows. For example, my left hand will be the earth. That's where you are, right? Okay. My right hand is the sun. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara Masechet in regards to where the sun actually goes. Does it go underneath the earth? We're just discussing that concept with the sun going underneath the earth. What happens then is that what happens when you have a fire underneath something? It burns it up. It cooks up the water. So if you have the sun down here, underneath the karka, as the Gemara Masechet discusses, we're not discussing other issues right now, just Gemara Masechet, Samach Dalet, Tzadi Dalet. So the water has become hot. When you draw the water, you have to let it sit. However, if the water is in the cistern and it's surrounded and protected and it's not becoming heated from the sun, so then perhaps I can draw the water and use it to knead right away. So that's why the Mechaber here tells us, Yesh oimrim shemayim hamechunasim in the cistern, the water which is gathered in the cistern in the Sifkat and Chavav, the Mishnah is telling us that since it's covered on all sides, so then we're saying here that it's not going to become hot. The Mishnah tells us, it does not become hot because of the sun, through the sun that goes tachas akarka, underneath the karka. Sharei binyan masik beinem lekarka, because this cistern separates the sun from the water. Also on top, the sun is not beating on it. Why not? Because it's covered up as well. So that's the reason why one could perhaps use this water right away for matzah. to make his need his dough. However, the Mechaber tells us, "Ein lahakir b'davar, one should not be lenient unless it's a shas at chak, a time of necessity." Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chav Zayin, Shaharei Anurayin, because we see Shahamayim Shebesoichai Einoi Tzayin in cloud, because we see the water in the cistern is not cold at all. V'yesh loy markevin dehabinyan mechubel karko, and since this cistern's attached to the ground, Afshu Merutzov Mikol Mokoy Mischamim Mechoyim Hashemish Shemahalech Mitachas Akarko. Even though it's paved, it still gets heated up from the sun, which is going underneath the ground. So therefore, this water in the cistern would also require to be drawn in standing water to make sure it stays overnight, which was discussed in Sif Aleph, that you should draw the water and let it sit overnight, at least for 12 hours, unless it's a time of necessity and you have to use the water right away. Now, everything we discussed in regards to the leniencies, that's only if you don't have water coming underneath this pavement. You have your cistern, which is paved, but if you have water coming from underneath it, underneath this paved area, into the cistern, then it's going to be warmed up by the sun as well. Or you have a pipe which is constantly putting water into it. It constantly draws water into the pipes, into the cistern. One cannot be lenient even because the water which is in the cistern is connected im hamayim shebakarka with the water which is in the ground and gets heated up. Hamayim shebapump, which is a pump. Vaday ein lahakil, one should definitely not be lenient. Afilu b'shas adchak shahrei ein mechusa rak milamayla v'loy lemata v'loy milamata. It's not mechusa on the bottom; it's only covered on top. Therefore, the waters will be heated up. Sifkot nchav ches b'shas adchak. If you have water which is drawn, it's better to take those waters. So we're saying if you have in your house water that was sitting in the bowl, you drew the water, it's water which is drawn, it's standing water, better to use that water as opposed to using the water from the cistern. Even though afshi yesh lachush, we can be concerned shenishavu mibaydoyim, it was drawn that day, or beginning of the night, and maybe did not sit long enough, but it's still better than the cistern. Now, mei gishomim shenilketu min ha'avir ein tzrichim lino. The rainwater that was gathered together ein tzrichim lino does not have to be standing water. Shekvar niskaru ba'avir derech yiridosam, because it already cooled off when it's coming down, so you don't have to have that water stand. Miu, however, im einoi losh tekef behem tzarich shelo yamidem b'makom shetavuk tzinosim kudla b'sif aleph. However, miu im einoi losh tekef behem, if you're not going to use that rainwater immediately, make sure you don't put them in a place where the temperature will rise. You don't want them to become warmer. So just to review what we learned here in Sif Beis, that the water in the cistern, we're saying, can be used, and the reason for that is because it's a separate entity from the ground. Therefore, it's not being warmed up from the sun. And it's also covered up on top, so we're not worried about the sun's rays. However, that's only b'shas adchak. If I don't have any other waters to be used, that's when I can use the water of the cistern. If I have other water in my house, standing water, better to use that water as opposed to the water in the cistern. However, let me just finish this point here. However, rainwater does not have to be standing at all. Megas Shamim does not have to be standing at all, because it comes down, so that alone, that already is cooled off. Just make sure you don't put it in a place where it gets heated up. There is one point I want to just mention. The Gemara does discuss, which is a bit esoteric, and we're not going to get into it now. The Gemara does discuss that there's a machlekes between the Chachmei Umos Ha'olam, the Chachamim of the world, and the Chachmei HaGemara, and exactly how does the sun revolve around the earth, and so on and so forth. And the Gemara concludes that the Chachmei Umos Ha'olam are correct. Okay, that's the Gemara's conclusion, that the wise men of the world are correct over the, I'm saying the words of the Gemara, over the wise men of the Talmud. So exactly how this sun takes place and how we understand it to our halachas here and to practical application, we'll have to go further for now. Okay, let's go Sif Gimel, because as was pointed out, we had to cover some ground. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber tells us as follows: Ein lolush b'mayim chamin, afilo loy nischamu elu b'chama. V'loy b'mayim hagrufim midud godol shenichtashu ova v'tolu al makom ha'esh. One should not need with water, b'mayim chamin, with hot water, warm water, even if afilo loy nischamu elu b'chama, even if it only was warmed up through the sun. As well, one should not use ma'im hagrufim, water that was just gathered, midud gadol, from a large boiler, shenich shetoy ava, that its copper is thick, the boiler's copper, that it's made out of a copper, v'tolu al mokom ha'esh, and is suspended over the fire. One should not use such water. Ma'im shebesoichay poishim, and the water, even though that's inside of it, is lukewarm. One should not use this. Afilu kishe'ein ha'esh tachtav, even when the fire is not underneath this boiler. If the boiler was over the fire at a point in time, one should not be using this water. Vim over v'losh, what happens if a person went ahead and used this water to knead with? Bein be'elu, bein b'mayim shaloi lanu, whether he used these waters that were heated up, or whether he used water shaloi lanu that did not stand, is aser to use to make his matzah for Pesach. V'yesh cholkin, those who disagree, matirin, b'losh b'mayim shaloi lanu, that if they needed it, b'mayim shaloi lanu, with water that did not stand, v'yesh oimrim, d'b'shoigim water, v'shas adchak, l'shismeich aleim. There are those that say that b'shoigig, which means that if they used it by mistake, then it's permissible, v'shas adchak. We can rely on their time and sense. We can rely on that psak. Hagos says the Ramav, afilu b'loy dchak, ish lahater im avar, b'shoigig v'losh b'mayim shaloi lanu. The Ramav concludes, even if it's not a time of necessity, of emergency, of using this water, yish lahater, one can permit, im avar b'shoigig, if he went and used this water by mistake, v'losh b'mayim shaloi lanu, when he needed with water that did not stand. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Sif Katan Chavtes. One should not use Maim Chamin, hot water, that's number 29 in the English. Afilo Nasu Paishin, even if it became lukewarm, Ukit Lukamei. Vafim Nitzstanun Ulagamre, even if it cooled off totally. Yesh Oisrim, Lolush Behem, there are those that still forbid to use this water to knead with. Kevin Shahoyu Pa Machas Chamin, since they were at one point in time, they were hot. V'yesh cholkim, those who disagree, b'zev matirim, and permit it. V'yesh l'smaych alei m'shas adchak, we can rely on this leniency to use the water that cool off when it's necessary. Oy behefse meruba, k'goyin sh'avar v'losh b'hem harbe matzahs. Or if you already baked a lot of matzah, one can also rely on this lenient opinion that once it cooled off, it's not a problem to use it. It was water came from a dud gadol, a large boiler. Vafilu sifkat namer, vafilu loy nischamimu oisan hamayim klal b'soichay. Even if the water was not warmed up inside of this boiler, ki teva zeha dud lefishetoli tamid al makam eish. The nature of the water of this boiler, since it's hanging over the fire, lahachzik chumoy b'soichay las v'lasay samayim shesheifchin l'soichay paishin. And it keeps the water hot, keeps it warmer. So we should avoid using the water that was in this boiler. It's a copper, thick boiler. The base of it, of this boiler, is thick. There's no difference, he says here, if it's copper or if it's made of earthenware. Paishrin, lukewarm. What temperature is lukewarm? The hainu kechamimus haroik. The temperature of the spit, of the person's spit. Or kemayim sheshoyevin bekayitz minanor, or like the water that's drawn in the summer from the river. Sifkot lam and gimel is also, one cannot use this water. Hainu ba'achilo, avu ba'hanah, is mutar afilu lolish bechamin. One cannot use this water to make his matzahs to eat, but one would be permitted to derive benefit from such water, even if they needed with it. The b'shoigig mutter, we said in Sifkot Lamedalad, it's mutter b'shoigig to use such water. Akol hani d'choshe b'zeh sif koi. On all those cases that we mentioned with this boiler and the cool off, b'shoigig, by accident, it's permissible. Kevin de'ein nikar boi simnei chimutz lekonsu b'shoigig. Since it's not recognizable, the fermentation process in such water, therefore Chazal did not say, we're going to fine you, consign you b'shoigig. Sifkon lamed hey, b'shas adchak, in time of necessity, what's a loimio, dibidyevit. An ex post facto situation, imlosh b'shoigig, if a person needed it by mistake, b'chol elu, if ein lo isa cheris, and he doesn't have any other dough, soimchin lahatir, we can rely and be lenient, v'azek koi ramah, this is what the ramah is referring to, because of the v'mayim shaloi lonu. That's what the ramah comes to tell us, the water that was not standing, even if it's not a time of necessity, one can be lenient if he needed it with this water by mistake. Because since, you have the process like this, since there are those that permit, even the person went ahead intentionally and used this water that was not standing, then of course, the Rama is saying, you can use this water even if it's not shasad chak, of a shad devarim ma'ide la mechaber de'ain la hakel ki'im b'shasad chak. In other cases, the Rama agrees that we should not be lenient unless it's shasad chak. In sifkat namer vav, the Mishnah tells us im avar on the words of the Rama im avar b'shoygeg v'losh ma'im shaloi lanu. If a person transgressed and he needed with water that did not rest, then it was not standing. Kosu achreinim dahainu dafka. If it was used and he needed with it ex post facto, b'di'evet, he should not have done it. But to go ahead ideally and use such waters is forbidden. Even if he does not have any other waters. He should eat other things in Pesach. However, in the first night when we have the mitzvah, the raisa, we have the mitzvah deraisa to eat. What? Eat the matzah. The first night of Pesach is mitzvah deraisa, as we learned already, we know. Therefore, in order not to nullify that mitzvah, one can use such waters b'di'evit. Sifkot namet zayin, b'shoigeg v'losh. He used these waters by mistake, and he needed with it. Mikomokim ein likach oisam latzei sidei chayves matzah laila rishoyna lechatchila. One should not take these waters to use to knead his matzah for the seder. Elo yishtad lahasig matzah sacheres. He should try to get other matzah. Okay, so basically, a chazara of Siv Gimel. One should ideally not use the water that was warmed up from the heat of the sun, or gathered water, or water in the boiler, even if, of course, the boiler is not on, because it does retain that heat. If one did, there's a machlokes and the machaber, if one did use those waters, that he can go ahead and use the matzah, and therefore the Rama is lenient in some regards to this halacha. Let's see one more short halacha in Sif Dalid. The Mechaber tells us, Maim Shiloi Lanu, water that was not standing, Shnizbatlu Chad Betrei B'Maim Shilonu, Loshin Behem. that became nullified in the ratio achad, the one, betray, which is two. So you have two times, two-thirds of the water was maim shalanu, water that was standing, and one-third of it is water that was not standing. So we're saying it's batal. It's nullified, and you're allowed to use this water. Sif katan lamed ches, chad betray, one to two, the ratio of one to two, lav davka betray, ela beruba. Doesn't have to be a ratio of a one to two. Could even be, let's say, 52% more water that was standing as opposed to the other 48%. Vatam, the reason is, kaven deruba itzainen miskarer, since the majority of it is cold, so it cools off the rest of the water. The kosu achreinen da'af lechatchila yochel la'arev, the achreinen tell us that even lechatchila, one can mix up the water. If he does not, if he sees, he will not have enough water, standing water. He's allowed to use the water of that was nullified on the ratio of 1 to 2. It's only if the water was mixed up before it, the kneading process. And then it became nullified. But to put the water in the dough, chad betray b'mayim shalanu, is also. But to put the water in the dough, in the ratio of 1 to 2, that is forbidden. And even if a person did this b'dievet, to put the water in the dough, we have to take a look to see if with the matzahs will be also im erov b'mezid, if he did it intentionally. So this that the Mechaber tells us, that the water is batal, that's only talking about when you want to knead it originally. You want to take the flour and put in the water, and you see this water is two-thirds of a ratio of water that was standing. Then you could use it. But once the dough is already made, then we don't want to put water that was not standing water into the dough. The concern is of the fermentation process being quickened. We'll stop here for today. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll finish Simen Tov Nun Hei.